listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Government authorities are calling on the public to help find a missing child. 10-year-old Randy Way has black curly hair, brown eyes, and is about 152 centimetres tall. He's known to visit Maddington, Baldivis and Bentley. Anyone who sees Randy should call police immediately. A bushfire has broken out in WA South, prompting an emergency warning. Residents in parts of Jerdicutup, Munglinup and Ravensthorpe are being urged to evacuate now. The blaze is posing a threat to lives and homes. A truck rollover is causing chaos on Perth's Kwinana Freeway. It happened just after 3 this afternoon, heading southbound between Manning Road and Canning Highway. Traffic is being diverted off the freeway, causing heavy congestion. A building boom is on the way for West Aussie backyards, with relaxed rules on granny flats kicking in from today. Planning approval on builds under 70 square metres on a residential block has been scrapped. Planning Minister John Carey says granny flats are becoming very popular.
There's been unprecedented interest in granny flats since our announcement that we're slashing red tape. So there's no doubt that West Australians are looking at alternatives, and a granny flat can be a great option.
Tributes are flowing for journalist Nathan Templeton, who's died at the age of 44. The familiar face on Channel 7 Sunrise was found near Geelong's Barwon River after a medical episode. The reporter carved a successful career in sports reporting, including the Olympics. In sport, Port Adelaide's Jeremy Finlayson has copped a 3-match ban for using a homophobic slur against an Essendon player. He apologised immediately and will undergo mandatory Pride in Sport training at his own cost. And another tough challenge for Freo this Saturday against Port. Sean Darcy still needs to prove his fitness at main training this week. Coach Justin Longmuir says Port has a strong midfield, but so do the Dockers.
I think our midfield's been a real strength of ours for the first 4 weeks of the year. It's a great challenge for them this week against one of the better midfields in the comp.